Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And my mind goes back to a girl.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Listen to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, too. Please check it out when you get a chance. And we got a couple of great members of our Brain Trust. Ulala Njinga and John Harrison are with us right now. They're both Black Americans. They said that's the term they prefer. Identify them in a way, in an ethical way, they prefer that. John, are you there? John Harrison?
Yes, can you hear me?
Lost John. There he is. Thank you, John. John and Ulala, thank you guys again for being here. We're talking about the trial, the Zimmerman trial, that determined that that George Zimmerman was not guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin. I want to get to one really important point on this trial. The reason we're talking about this, one of the main reasons we're talking about it on this show today, folks, is because some of the Black leadership. Now, let me rephrase that. Some of the so-called Black leadership have called for a boycott of Florida because of this trial. And that's what I wanted to, one of the things I wanted to get to on this show, because that means if that happens, that means this is going to hurt small business owners in Florida, and they didn't do anything to cause this. Ulala, tell me, what are your thoughts on when you heard about that? When you heard that people are saying, you know, don't go to conventions, don't go to Disneyland, don't go to Florida, you know, blah blah blah. What did you think about that?
Well, obviously, you know, anytime we look at an issue that has a social overtone and then has an economic one, my ears perk up because that's my sweet spot. Scary to think that in the middle of a season that most small business owners in Florida depend on to feed their families and to take care of each other in their communities, that we're contemplating a boycott. I understand why they feel that that is a remedy, but it's scary to think
How is that a remedy, though, Ulala? I don't understand that, and I don't think that's a white thing.
How I look at it, I just had this conversation with my son in a pretty heated conversation. I think that there are times when we look at a boycott as an economic weapon to deal with a perceived social or political injustice.
Yeah.
And so if we don't have a legal voice as the Black constituency, we certainly do have an economic one.
But how illogical is this? How misguided is this, John, when a little 12-year-old, I think a little 12, 13-year-old girl who had been at the White House to visit the president as a scholar, I think, a Chicago resident, was gunned down in a drive-by shooting, accidental shooting of her, but she was killed nonetheless a few months later. John Harrison, I didn't hear Sharpton or Jackson or anybody say, let's boycott Chicago because that poor little girl was killed by some gangbangers.
I think that's one of the reasons why ultimately the boycott won't work. I know they're calling for one, but I don't see it as being successful because it lacks a number of things that a successful boycott lacks, a successful boycott has. This is not the Montgomery bus boycott. This is a very different thing. I think it lacks, number one, internal logic, because you have a civil rights organization protesting a stand your ground law and a verdict that is not inherently discriminatory. The right to stand your ground, for instance, applies equally to all racial groups, and a Black defendant could invoke it if need be.
In fact, the statistics show that it's favored Black Americans more than whites. It's been used by Blacks more than whites before.
This is true, and you know, it also, to compare against what I would call a reasonable and logical boycott, it lacks a sufficiently specific target. When they boycotted the buses in Montgomery, they were targeting a very specific thing, the transit system, not the city of Montgomery, not the state of Alabama, but that specific institution that was doing the transgression, whereas by trying to target Florida orange juice, you know, orange juice growers have nothing whatsoever to do with either the verdict or the standard ground laws. I also think this boycott that they're calling for won't work because it lacks a wholly sympathetic icon. The bus boycott had Rosa Parks. I think Trayvon Martin is not Rosa Parks in terms of the unalloyed sympathy that she would, figurehead would generate. And I think it lacked moral authority. And you said that it's given the fact that 90% of black murder victims are murdered by black people, and that the Sharptons and Jacksons of the world don't say as much about that as they do about situations like this, it undercuts the moral authority of the boycott they're calling for.
The other thing we have to point out, and this is the reason why I think these arguments are disingenuous. They're making the arguments based on things that are not even in evidence. They're calling for the boycott. They're calling for the repeal of the Extend Your Ground Law, John and Ulala. But that wasn't even in part of this trial. They're calling this a racist decision and calling for the boycott because of that. But racism never was even part of the trial. What do you think, Ulala?
Wow. I think race issues were absolutely part of the trial. They may not have been brought as part of the discovery argument.
But they never demonstrated that Zimmerman was a racist.
Yes, and I think that the reason that the boycott or the underpinnings of the boycott is that blacks in general don't feel that issue was raised properly during the trial and that the boycott is a response to that.
Right. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask these two, why can't we just trust our legal system and move on? Tintil, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.